Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo and today we are dedicated to something that I really believe in, and that is wellness. But if you're like me, sometimes you look in the mirror and you go, oh Lord, what slipped now? So maybe your waist has slipped down to your hips, your hips have gone to your thighs or something like this. We're talking with Lisa Holcomb today because Teresa had a family emergency that came up, and Lisa's one of my favorite people. She's been involved with TTAP for a long time, so we're going to have a lot of good information to share with you. Teresa's book is Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, and I'll tell you what, I'm taking on a challenge, and we're going to be talking about it later, so I'm not only an example of what you can accomplish, but I'm going for the gusto on another level. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Donna. It's so good to talk to you.
Well, it's always a joy. In fact, I'm looking forward to our getting together next week when I'm in Safety Harbor, Florida, because Teresa's retreat is going on next week, and she's got a packed house.
Oh, my
Men and
goodness.
Women
yeah,
both.
So
oh, yep, it's great.
We have a full rundown. We have 4 days of workouts, fun, food, wine, cheese, everything.
Yes, yes, yes. And we'll be mentioning this throughout the show, but all they have to do is go to ttap.com, and they can get filled in on all the stuff regarding the event and various things that are going on. I wanted to bring up the fact that Teresa has challenges that she puts out to people. And Lisa, when we were talking earlier because of this family emergency that Teresa had to go to, you were telling me that there was this family that had taken on the challenge. First, tell us about the challenge and or challenges, what Teresa offers to people with this challenge, and okay, what happened with this family.
Well, every year we do a 60-day challenge, and it happens from April to June. And then we let people sort of track their results and keep us informed, and we have a whole process that people go through with it. And then we agonize for months over who won.
Ah.
With you. But we had a family that all entered in different categories. We had a 10-year-old girl who's young. Her name is Kitty, and her dad and her mom, her dad won in the men's division, and her mom won in the Ladybug 30-day challenge. She was one of the grand prize winners. So we have all of this whole family coming to the retreat. We're so excited to meet all of them.
Amazing.
And this little 10-year-old lost 18 inches just doing Tap Core, which is our program that is minute moves that are designed for kids in classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it also works great if you just work at a desk, too.
Yes, it is. Now, let's talk about Kitty for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting bombarded by various elements of media talking about obesity with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Many schools have eliminated physical education, which I think is appalling because kids have to put that energy somewhere, and they're not any different from adults. If they literally become chair potatoes, then no matter what they eat, unless
mm-hmm.
they are just living on straw, they are going to be able to pack on the pounds. Now, here we've got a 10-year-old. Tell us
yeah.
a little bit about Kitty, what you know about her. I mean, how many 10-year-olds would stand up and volunteer to do something like this?
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, we get a lot of really great stories coming through on our forum boards of, you know, parents that say, oh, I had a whole bunch of kids over for a birthday party, and we all had cupcakes, and then everybody was bouncing off the walls. So I did a hoedown showdown with them, and we dropped everybody's blood sugar and got them all back to normal. So TapCore has a lot of really fun stories behind it. But this little gal, her mom was the one that introduced her to TapCore.
Wow.
So, yeah. And she actually, you know, most of us don't like doing hoedowns because they're not the easiest move in the world. And by usually by the end of 10 days, you know, hoedowns kind of become your favorite, and that's what happened with her. Hoedowns became her favorite. She's homeschooled, so it was a wonderful opportunity for them to have a way to fit fitness in. We also have some really great programs going on with the school systems, and so we do hear about the schools implementing our program because, as you said, a lot of them have gotten rid of physical education. Some of them are even getting rid of recess, but they're mandated to have a certain number of minutes of movement every week. And so our program really works well to solve that problem for them. But the best part about it is that most of the moves are designed to use left brain, right brain communication as well.
Mm-hmm.
So after they get done with a two-minute move, they actually do better. And we're starting to see test results coming in some of the schools that have used it that are showing that they're doing better in their testing.
Well, so, I think, you know, you see a result with an adult. But how many did she do? Because a hoedown, I'll tell you, having done it a number, you know, literally thousands of times, this, and I really believe in the exercise, but when I first started doing it, I mean, I flapped around like a loose goose. And it is very much oriented towards developing balance, coordination. How many did she do on a basis to lose 18 inches? Was she doing them every day? Was she doing 52 segments of it a day, like some of the competitions that Teresa's been in?
You know, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask her when she gets here. I know that she did do it every day. I'm just not sure how many she did every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, those hoedown showdowns, I go to those with Teresa, and we have kids that can do 51 of them in a row, you know.
Yeah, and I collapse after five. I mean, that's it for me. It's like my legs say, okay, dummy, you're not 16 anymore, so we don't do this, okay?
Exactly. I think I've told you before, we call me the slacker tea tapper because, you know, I've never done the 45-minute workout, and I fully admit it to everyone.
Well, you're so nice and trim, but this is really good. I want to share with my audience and also with you that in the short amount of time, and I've known Teresa, let's say, for about a year and a half now, in this time frame, I have been able to tone up 30 and a half inches.
Wow.
And being petite, that toning, I was stunned because I had really sort of slacked off. I wasn't doing it all that much. I'd be in the same league you're in. And when I found that I had, you know, removed, let's say, another 3.5 inches unexpectedly without really putting out the effort, that was really wild. And
isn't that
I said,
wonderful?
This is incredible. So I know it really works, and that's why I'm so supportive of the TTAP system. Now, the 30-day, you said the mother won the 30-day competition. Now, tell us about this ladybug. What in the world is this that people will do? I mean, you think of a ladybug, that's an adorable little critter, but what is, you know, mimicking a ladybug going to do for you?
Well, I'll tell you, Teresa designed the workout and called it ladybug because when we hit menopause or perimenopause, we kind of turn into ladybugs where our middles get round and our little heads and our little legs are hanging off of our round middle. And so,
okay, I got it.
The workout helps with hormone balance, and it's amazing. You know, a lot of times we'll do a boot camp with ladybug, and we have a lot of people that break down into tears afterwards because their hormones have been so out of control, and it brings them back into alignment. Helps with that in an amazing way, but it also brings a lot of work on the pelvic floor and, you know, the hips and thighs and all of the places that we develop that nice little inner tube of fun when we hit that little special age of hormone change.
Oh, isn't that magnificent? All of we women just jump up and down with joy every time we hear news like that. That's a fact. I mean, that's really the truth.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we had two challenges going. We had the 60-day challenge, and then we did a little sub-challenge of 30 days with Ladybug and Critter Crunch, and Critter Crunch is another series of moves that Teresa designed. And this year in the 60-day challenge, in our More to Lose category, you said you had lost 30 inches. I'm so proud of you, my gosh. In our More to Lose category, one of our gals, Terry, lost 46 inches in
60
days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we were so happy for her. And one of our other winners, too, who's one of our grand prize winners, she lost 33 inches in 60 days. And the good news for her was she was able to cut her thyroid meds in half and reduce her hormone therapy. She went from a size 16 to a size 12 in just 60 days. So
holy,
we love
Moses.
Hearing these stories, you know?
Oh, it's so inspirational. When I was at the retreat last year, I was so impressed with all of these women. There were 100 women there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely amazing. All sizes, all shapes, from all kinds of backgrounds.
Yep.
And when I interviewed Charlotte, who was a mother of 12, that was enough to make me go, 12 kids? My Lord, I'm surprised you even
think
so
big.
And she looked gorgeous. And she had won the major contest.
She won a less to lose category that year, and she won a more to lose category the year before.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And this is something that goes on. Now, because I want to take on a challenge of losing a dress size, one dress size, we were talking about that earlier before the show. Let's share something with my listeners so that they understand, because you've already talked about women that in 2 months, 60 days, 2 months, they were able, the one was able to go again from what size was it?
A 16 to a 12.
That's four dress sizes. That is incredible. In 2 months, we have people. Yes, and she wasn't on a specific diet, was she?
No.
And that's the key.
You know, that's one of the things that we like about the 60-day challenge is that people don't have to change their eating habits. They can if they want to, but they don't have to see results.
Amazing.
And trust me, we eat a lot.
Well, goodness
gracious.
We love
to eat. We like wine. We like chocolate. We love cheese.
Okay, now let's give out some information here, because if someone wanted to drop one dress size, Lisa, what do they do? What do they need to plan for?
Well, what we do is we recommend you can use any workout to do that, okay? The best one to do that is the total workout, but you can still do it with the 15 as well, which is the basic plus. And what you want to do is you need to reprogram your hard drive a little bit. And so we tell people you want to do the workout every day for at least 4 days in a row. And on day three, your body says, nope, everybody out of the pool. We're done with this. Not enjoying this anymore. And that's the day you really have to push through. If you can make it to day four, your body will start to change its metabolic rate and its metabolic set point. And that's when you start to see the results start to happen. And then you can cut back. That's the best part about TTAP is that you don't have to do it every day. You can be like me and do it once in a blue moon, and it keeps you in shape. Or, you know, if I want to get into shape for something specific, I'll do like 10 days in a row of the 15-minute workout. But to lose a dress size, you're going to want to do a boot camp and get yourself through that day four changeover point. And
now,
then,
could you mix of various things, like let's say one day do the 15-minute, one day do the full workout, another day do the walking in place workout, and then back to something else on that fourth day? Or do you have to do the exact same program 4 days in a row?
It's better if you do the exact same. In fact, you have to do the same workout every day in a row. And it has to do with how your hard drive's programmed, your mind to muscle, body to brain movement. You've got to redo that same move over and over and have it reset in your brain and in your body. That's
all right. So mixing it is not going to give you the same result.
Nope.
Okay, well, there we go. That answers that question. You got to be specific. And so then after that, if you do that, if you did a program, the same program for 4 days in a row, then if you do that, then what happens after that?
Well, after that, you're gonna move yourself back to like every other day.
All right.
And you'll want to do that for about a month. And that's gonna bring your new metabolic set point is gonna kick in with that subsequent workout schedule. And the really cool thing about TTAP that I love is that your body never gets to the point, like most exercise that we do, our body gets to a point where we either have to increase reps or increase weight. And that doesn't happen with TTAP. The more you activate the muscle, the more it uses itself, the more it doesn't accommodate. So one of like the amazing things with the 60-day challenge, we had some TTAP trainers that have been longtime trainers who won in their category, even though they've been training for a long time, they're still getting, their body still is challenged by the workout. So they still get results. Yeah. That's, the body never accommodates to TTAP, which is the greatest thing, you know. And then the other thing that I also recommend to people is not only do you have to do that four-day boot camp, and you can do anywhere from 4 to 10 days, depending upon how many dress sizes you want to lose. But if you start paying attention to the principles of what TTAP is and how you activate your muscles, your thumbs away, ribs up, set your lats, those kinds of things, if you start doing that while you're standing in line at the grocery store, pulling a suitcase through the airport, those kinds of things, you're starting to make everything that you do a workout. And so you'll get even better results even faster.
Mm-hmm. That is something, that is really something good to keep in mind. And one of the things that we've already touched on is that this is for people of all ages. And I was having a discussion not too long ago with a woman who's in her 70s. And she is having a balance problem. And basically what it is, she's a couch potato.
Uh-huh.
And I encouraged her. I said, if you will just do one rep or two reps of each exercise, do it to whatever you're comfortable with, you're going to find your balance is going to get so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And we
even encourage people, we have our TTAP More.
Mm-hmm.
For people with more candles on the cake, more pounds to lose, and more health challenges. And we have part of that workout is designed as a seated workout so that people that do have balance issues can start building their strength, and then be able to move to the next step.
Now, that's very good, because one of the things I know for sure, especially having interviewed Jack Lane, who I think is, by the grace
he's
of
wonderful.
God, he's fabulous. He's going to be 96. Now, this is a guy in his 70s that was towing boats with people in them, you know, out in San Francisco Bay, and not very many of us. In fact, I don't know of anyone that would volunteer for that kind of duty. But when I interviewed Jack last year, one of the things that he said is that he does a two-hour workout every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't expect other people to do this. This is his passion, you know, being well, being strong. But mm-hmm. It's just the way he's lived his life. Most people are not going to have that kind of dedication. And that's what I like about TTAP.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little CD player. I take it with me when I travel. And I take Teresa's CDs with me. And depending on how I feel, maybe I'll do a 15-minute, maybe I'll do the walking and step, or whatever is of my mood of that day.
Right.
And I could just take it one day at a time, and sometimes I'm able to do it, depending on my schedule, but I've got that with me. And I have really utilized that. And it's so wonderful with our technology today that because of a DVD or CDs, mm-hmm. you're able, with a little tiny unit, to take it with you, and you can do this in such a small space. It's marvelous.
People,
you don't have to have any special implements.
Yeah, you can do hoedowns in a bathroom stall.
That's right, I've done it. I have done it.
Exactly.
So
I've done hoedowns in the strangest places.
yes, and it's even good when you are on a plane, and I've even been in the back area where the flight attendants, if I have a chance to get out and I go, if I've got a real long flight, I'll go back into the back of the plane and I'll do it there. And it's more fun to talk to flight attendants that wonder why you're, you know, acting like this strange creature in the back of the plane. But it keeps the circulation good. You don't have swollen ankles or legs or feet. So it really is good to do. And all of the things that she has put together through the years, of course, her book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, is wonderful to have in your library because you can go in and use it as a reference. I know of some people
exactly.
that have done that.
It's a great reference tool. You know, I was going to tell you, too, when you're on a plane, one of the best workouts for the plane is our finger and foot fitness DVD. And I'm always doing the finger ones while I'm sitting on the plane to keep the swelling out of my fingers. And invariably somebody says, what's that strange thing you're doing with your hands?
It's
a good conversation starter, if nothing else. You know?
Absolutely.
But when you're here, we'll make sure that you have a chance to see that one, because I think you might like it for all the plane travel that you do.
Yes, and it's going to be increasing. And that's something that I think for anyone, I don't care what your age is, wanting to be fit and fabulous. Now, I need to let you know, Lisa, we had a caller from Safety Harbor a couple of days ago, which was just wonderful, and she didn't know anything about Teresa's retreat. So I encouraged her to go to her website. And you need to give us a little bit of background. How did this retreat begin? I mean, what? I think it's marvelous. I just think it's absolutely great. But how did it get all started here?
You know, I think that was before my time, but I also know that Teresa's always, you know, people have gravitated to see her in person because she is just marvelous to meet. And I have a wonderful story with her of not seeing her for 10 years and calling her out of the blue. And she said, "Oh, Lisa, I remember you," you know, and she's got an incredible memory. And being with her in person and having the chance to really work with her is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, I feel so lucky that I get to talk to her every day about, hey, you know what, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt. But it started off with wanting to be able to help people in person and give people a chance to really focus on learning the moves, proper alignment, everything. And it's kind of blossomed into this whole retreat that's it's really wonderful. We have so many people that talk to each other on our forum boards but don't know each other in person, only know each other by their handle on the forum, you know, and they get to meet. And then I've watched women break into tears the minute they meet Teresa for the first time, because this is someone that, you know, in their head every day 100 times says, bend it, tuck it, lift it.
Oh, yes.
and the difference that it's made in their lives. And I watch Teresa, too. You know, it truly is something that gives her such joy to have this tool that she can give to people and watch them take it and run with it and make their lives what they want them to be. And she's one of the people that has so little ego about it. I'm just always bowled over by how genuine she is. She'll sit there until 3 o'clock in the morning. I try to pull her away, and she's like, nope, I really want to hear this person's story. And it's a joy for us to have everybody here when they come to the retreat. The staff is already so excited. I can't even
Yes, I know what the excitement is like because I've been there. Now, one of the things that we want to let people know about is Teresa's website, which has been updated.
Tell us
about what changes she has brought to this website, ttap.com.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have been rearranging how our site works and updating it, and we're about to come out with some new functionality that's going to be pretty nifty. So our whole new homepage is more of a contemporary look for us. It speaks more to who Teresa is these days. We hadn't really redone our website in about 10 years. And so things are a lot more easy to find and navigate. We have a really, really nice media player coming out that will make it super easy for people to try before they buy. And we have a lot more information on our homepage in a way that's easy to find it. So we're really excited about how it turned out.
Well, also, but, you know, too, I think it's important that my listeners know that they can go into Teresa's website, ttap.com, and they will actually be able to interact with other people, just like you've mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Stories are up there. Nutritional information is there. And that's one of the things I have so appreciated about Teresa is the fact that she is a qualified nutritionist, but she goes the extra mile with it. She really keeps up with a lot of the information that is coming out, research. In fact, that's part of what the interviews are going to be next week when I'm there in Safety Harbor and we have a chance to talk to some of the physicians that are going to be there. We are going to be talking about vitamin D. We're going to be talking about a number of different things, which this is so important to be aware of how to stay well with our busy, hectic lives. And not only does she offer an exercise programming that you can take anywhere with you, anywhere in the world, as long as you got a little DVD player and the DVDs, but you can also have, you know, access, even if you have one of these nifty little phones that you can access the internet with. You've got it. You've got access to so much good information, and it's a total package, and I think that's something that she supports as well, and it's,
you know,
really very good.
One of the things that I really admire about her is there is so much information on the website, and believe me, you can spend days. There are pages that I don't think I've seen yet on our website, and all of it is free. You know, most other sites charge for the level and depth of information that she provides. On nutrition, cellulite, and I mean everything. It's all there. And then the forum boards, we have, oh my gosh, well over a million hits a month on our forum boards of people conversing with each other. And our people are all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our T-tappers are really into health. And we learn a lot from our people on the boards. We, you know, throw stuff out there. But boy, I mean, some of our T-tappers are so knowledgeable. And it's been a joy to learn so much from everybody and be able to share so much information. I think that's the thing that people are really struck by is how much the TTAP world is about sharing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sort of America's best-kept secret in that we're everybody's friends, you know, hot tip. You know? And it doesn't surprise me that someone in Safety Harbor doesn't know we're here.
Well, she knows now. She knows now.
Yeah, it's a little tiny town, but, you know, we are a best-kept secret. So
we
encourage everybody to tell two people.
I agree. And I think it's so important that women and men, but usually it's the women that gravitate towards this first because they say, well, I want to look my best, I want to feel my best, and there's all kinds of pressures. Women typically, even with Jack LaLanne, it was more women than men. Once in a while, a guy would come along and wave and say, hi, I'm interested. But mostly he had a female audience. And then the guys might follow along later. And we have had men that have been involved with TTAP, and their results are just mind-boggling. I mean, when they get involved, it's just the male physiology and how it responds with the type of exercise that she gives. I mean, it's such an easy way. It's effort. You have to put the effort out, but for 15 minutes a day, you can really stay toned and keep in shape and have good cardio for the heart and to see the inches lost. I know. I'm a walking testimonial to it, and it just tickles me no end because I used to walk 5 miles a day. I was religious about it. I mean, I'm a power walker, and I didn't have one thing move anywhere off my tush, my thighs, nothing. It was just there. TTAP, first month I tried it, and I didn't believe it when I met Teresa in New York. I said, oh, yeah, right. First month, 5 inches, just toned up. And, you know, when you listen to Heather was a guest on the show in July, and this young woman who is already toned, she's one of your top trainers, she went from a size 8 to a size 6 in a week.
Yeah.
And that was the blitz.
Yeah, that's the model blitz, and we have a special website for Heather, just so you know, and it's howheatherlost100, and 100's the number, .com, and on there is the model blitz plan that she used to get ready for People magazine, because, you know, how many of us over 20 want to be in a national magazine in a bikini? No, thank
you.
Not
me.
And, you know, bless her little cotton socks, she was brave enough to do it and got herself, you know, right up, she looked great, but then she was like, I want to look even better. So really put her mind to it and called Teresa and said, what do I do? And they came up with a plan for her, and that's the model blitz plan that's on the website. So, and anyone
Incredible.
Can do that. A blitz is a little bit different than boot camp in that you don't want to do a blitz all the time. You just want to do it for special occasions or to break a plateau. And that's doing 2 workouts, 2 times a day, 2 days in a row, but you have to take the third day off or you won't see results.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, there you've got it. And next week, we're going to be broadcasting live from Safety Harbor, Florida. And we'll be having guests on that are at the TTAP retreat. So you're going to be hearing more next week. But sincerely,
I'm so excited
please.
To see you, Donna.
I'm so excited.
So
looking
here.
Forward to it. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So those of you listening, just know, check out TTAP.com. T-TAPP or just TTAP. That's all you need to do. Put it in. And
two P's.
That's right. You will find that you've got so much information there. And if you have been struggling, male or female, you want to move the pudge, you want to get rid of it, this works. It's not going to happen, let's say, in 24 hours, but I guarantee it for you because it's worked for me. And I haven't been religious about it. It's just amazing. But now I'm taking on a challenge of losing a dress size in a month. And so we'll be talking about that more, Lisa. Well, please give Teresa our regards. I hope everything goes well with the family. I'm sure it's all going to be just fine, but I'm looking forward to being back there. It's been a delight having you as a guest, Lisa. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Donna. It's good to talk to you.
We'll be talking again soon.
Okay.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, remember, when you call in, I always like to know your first name or your initial, and then after that, please tell me where you're calling in from. And then just sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and you're welcome to ask afterwards a question about anything that you like. Now, quickly, I know we've got a caller on the line. I'll be getting to that caller in just a moment. I want to remind those of you who are in the Washington State area, I'm going to be appearing this Saturday from 9 until 5 o'clock at a wonderful semi-annual event called the Boeing Parapsychology Employee Expo. This is an event that I recommend you bring your family to. Come on out if you're interested in anything in parapsychology. There are products, services by various vendors that will be offered. But it's a wonderful way just to interact with some very, very talented people. And this has been going on by the Boeing employees for, my goodness, a lot of years this has been done. So I'm going to be speaking there. This is being held at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. So go to their website, www.bepcweb.org. That's B like boy, E like Edward, P like Paul, C like Charles, web.org, and you'll get all of the information you need. And there's no cost to coming in, and it's a wonderful, wonderful way to interact. I will be doing many consultations. I am also clearing out a lot of material out of my library, so you'll have an opportunity to get some very, very special books that I think you will enjoy adding to your own personal library. So anyway, that's coming up. And then for those of you that are in Florida, I am going to be, as we mentioned in the first part of the show, I'm going to be doing broadcasting from Safety Harbor, Florida. And I will be available. There will be small amounts of time that I will have available for private counseling with people. And if you would like to contact me and would like to set up that, all you have to do is call my office, 800-872-8852. Also, I am traveling to the far north, Alaska, both Fairbanks and Anchorage in October. Now, Safety Harbor is the 1st through the 4th. Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, I am going to be there between the 12th and the 18th of October. So this is going to be a busy month. You can always check out information on my website, which is DelphiInternational.com, or you can give me a call, 800-872-8852, and I can fill you in on the details and even schedule you if you would like to have an in-person session with me. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Greg. I'm calling from San Diego.
Well, I know the sun's shining down where you are, Greg, right?
Yes, it is.
That San Diego is just such an incredible area. It's just so beautiful. I was born and raised in California, Southern California, so I'm fairly familiar with it, although I have a hard time recognizing it now because of so much of the change that's evolved. But let's get down to business with you. Greg, you are going to find that you really have to keep your nose to the working grindstone. Now, this does not mean that you're not going to have a life. It means you must maintain your focus. And with the interest that you have in expanding your career potential, to do that, you will need to, again, maintain a focus. I really want to encourage you to develop some new mentoring associations, because in your career direction, there's a desire for expansion into an arena that you don't have a lot of experience with. If you know of some individuals that have been able to make the shift as you would like to make it, check with them. Find out what they find as the pitfalls or the advantages, what you should be aware of. Don't be afraid to ask questions. By asking questions, you'll be able to summarize things fairly quickly. So I'm watching you with interest because I think starting around springtime, you're really going to move forward. It's almost like an explosive momentum that you're going to have, that you're going to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to really move into the directions of, and I say directions, because it feels to me as if there are a multitude of things that you're taking care of simultaneously, yet somehow or another they blend together, and they form a very cohesive patterning for you. And this I find absolutely amazing. So if you will be consistent with what you do and how you do it, stay alert to what your priorities are, you're going to move forward again by spring with a speed that will show you that all of your planning, all of your hard work, all of your dedication, and all of your commitment is going to be well rewarded. What question would you like to ask me? By the way, before you do that, do you have a problem with something in your neck? I feel like, and I'll use an old-fashioned term, it's like I got a kink in my neck or a crick in my neck, as some people would say. And I'm just...
No, I don't, but I'm wondering if it's because I'm holding my cell phone. Maybe it's because I'm in a little bit of an awkward position holding my cell phone and writing at the same time.
That could be. Because what I'm looking at is muscle stress. And if you will just, of course, doing what you're doing, writing, holding, you know, putting your shoulder up and having your head at an odd angle, that could explain it. But I would just say be aware whenever you're working on the computer, or even if you're studying books and material, get up, move around every once in a while, roll those shoulders forward and backwards, and even the head, rotate it on the neck, you know, from the right to the left and the left to the right, and just then pretend like you're a limp doll and just hang over, just like an old Raggedy Ann doll,
yeah.
And just hang there and just allow the body to get itself back into sync. What's your question for
me? Thank you. Yeah, that's good information. I've been working pretty hard at the computer today, so I think you're onto something. I wanted to ask you if you could tell me about my guides and give me some insight into my spiritual guides.
All right. I am not going to be able to address that for you in the way that you're requesting. I will tell you why. It has been my observation as well as experience that there may be one or two, I'll use the term energies, that you have a very strong association with, but they will change through the years. And my positioning is, and again, this is mine, not anybody else's, is that they will change through the years. So I've never been one to focus on that, because many, many, many years ago, I was told that wasn't so important. What was important was the growth and development that I would achieve by being willing to invest in myself.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be able to answer your question as I think you would like it to be answered.
Okay. That was the only question I had for you.
All right. But I'll say to you, just be aware, they will change. As you grow, they will change.
Very good. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm so pleased that you called in, Greg. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I'm hearing an echoing in the background. Is there somebody on the line?
Hello?
Nope, hello. There is a voice there. I wasn't sure I was hearing correctly, but I guess I was. Your first name or your initial, and where are you calling from?
It's Michael, and calling from Monterey, California.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show, another gorgeous place in California. I don't know if there are any ugly places in California. I'm sure that there are, but I mean, these two locales are just absolutely marvelous. Okay, Michael, I want you to continue with your writing. You've got some ideas, and they are in the idea form at this time. And even though you haven't got what I'd call the plot in its totality, I want you to just let these ideas flow. Don't try to box them into anything. Just go ahead and write out whimsical fantasies, whatever it is that's in your mind, because what is going to evolve, and this is how I think you will write in the future, when you will find that a plot comes together, it's like it has a life of its own. The personalities that you will develop, the characterizations, they will literally come alive with their own personalities. And when you're writing, you're going to be intrigued as to how there will be a synchronicity in your actual life that goes along to complement what you are putting together. Example, you might have a character that's got a problem mentally with certain functionalities, or maybe they're ill, whatever it is, and then by Jove, you happen to pick up a magazine and somebody's talking about something, you go, good grief, that's just what I've been writing about. But maybe you have a physician's report that's right in front of you that you can use as part of that information that goes into your description. So this is the type of thing that has happened to you all of your life. And it's absolutely marvelous. And you need to know how to work with this. It's what I call the zone. How to work with the zone when you're in it, and just let it flow. Just let it be. Don't try to in any way make it more or less than what you are aware of. Just put the written description down, and you're going to be surprised at how well your material will come together. And yes, I do see you going back to school for an area of specialized learning. How long this is going to be or exactly when you're going to start, I'm not sure, but you're going to get through what I feel is a financial burping phase at this point, and you're going to make it. And then I do think by late, well, maybe by early winter, but I'm more inclined to feel it's like late winter, you're going to be able to see how you can make your plans for 2010 work really well for you. So there's a lot going on with you right now. It's just like a lot of stuff is coming to the surface that had been sort of pushed down. And now it's coming up, and you're saying, okay, I got to get rid of this. I got to take care of that. You're just taking care of things in such an orderly manner. I think this is marvelous. Keep it up. You're really on a good track, not a bad one. Do you have a question for me? Uh-oh. Michael?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
you've got a question. Will you stay on the line because we've got to take a quick break?
Sure, I will.
All right, Michael. We're coming back to Michael in Monterey, California. If you want to give me a call, 888-815-9756. We're coming right back, and then we'll go right to Michael.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. We're going to go back to Michael. Don't forget, 888-815-9756. Phone lines are open. Oh, before I forget it, tomorrow is an open mic day. I will not have any guests scheduled, so we'll have the entire hour. And if you want to call in during the hour tomorrow, just know that the phone lines will be open for the entire time. Let's go back to Michael. I apologize for interrupting you, Michael, when you started to give me your question, but I looked at the clock and I had to go to the break. Let's find out what your question is.
Employment. I'm wondering what's going to happen with me. I took a job selling automobiles, straight commission, and it's pretty dismal, and I'm wondering if something else is going to open up.
Now, well, let me ask you a question, Michael, because you're in an area that is heavily populated, but it's not like Los Angeles, so you have a whole different job environment there in Monterey. Tell me what it is you'd really like to be involved with. What would you like to be doing?
I'd like to be doing some sales where I would actually make a substantial income and use all the talents that I have.
All right. For some reason, I don't know why, but I'm getting a picture of a UPS truck. And I don't know what is available in your area, but I think the reason I'm getting the image of that, you know, that particular kind of a business is that they have a very large sales, marketing, promotional arena. And good salespeople are very, very difficult to find. So I think what you need to do is look at some of the larger companies and just go in, present your resume, and do it cold turkey. Go to everything that's within, I'd say, a half-hour driving time for you, commute, because I know getting on the freeway sometimes can really be a bear. But I would give it a half-hour commuting time, and I would look at every single company that is of a level where economically they would be able to utilize someone with your skills so that you can be involved with an advertising level. One of the things you might want to consider, because when you're doing the sales for the auto dealership, are you out on the floor or are you doing something on, you're out on the floor? Well,
yeah.
With today's economy, that is going to be something that you just need to be able to shift your thinking, and even though you say it's rather dismal, start just looking at, I can attract all kinds of people, and I'm going to look at what these people need and how we can take care of those needs. And don't worry about the size of the sale. If they have a used car section, talk to them. You know, interact with them. Find out what their needs are, what's most important to them. And if you do that, I think you're going to enjoy your environment a lot more. But I know you're not going to have slews of people coming in wanting to talk to you. So you may find that you have boring moments. So you want to go into your boss and ask if there is another arena of sales, as long as you're with this company, that you possibly could be involved in. How would he like to see you putting your talents to work in a different way? Is there some way you could help out in the office or whatever? Volunteer, so it's going to keep your mind active, so you'll be challenged. But I still feel that you are going to leave this job within 5 months, and you are going to be you're going to be getting another job, but you need to start putting out the effort to major retailers or major businesses that have the kind of economic base that would enable you to get a base salary plus commission.
Okay.
And they're there.
Okay.
You've got them in your area.
I do. Okay. Good. I will try that, Tom.
But I think your boss at the auto dealership is not unhappy with you, but I would just ask him, what else could you do to assist him? Because you're coming close to a time frame when there's going to be a lot of push for a lot of sales. And the industry, the automobile industry, and I won't go into political stuff right now, but for all the people that are earnestly working in it, it is a very, very tough time for them. So this is where you want to be of service in the best way that you can.
Okay. I'll ask him. That's a good idea.
And good luck to you.
It. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's my pleasure. And give me a call. Let me know how you're doing.
I will.
All right, Michael. This is Donna Sebo, and I know we don't have too much time left. I did want to let you know, again, tomorrow is going to be an open mic day, so if you wanted to call in today and it didn't work out for you, it's going to be the full hour tomorrow. I've got all kinds of little goodies of information that I'd like to share with you. And then on Friday, if you have had an interest in animal communication, if it's a subject matter that really means a lot to you, you're going to enjoy my guest, Dawn Brunke. She's up in Alaska. And she is an animal communicator. Dawn has written a book, Animal Voices, Animal Guides. And in this book, she gives you suggestions on how you can become a communicator yourself. So tomorrow, an open mic day. Friday, animal communication. We've got wonderful people on the Donna Sebo Show, and it's such a joy to be able to bring these people to you because so many of them have perspectives and viewpoints that maybe you have never considered, and I've learned a lot from many of the people that I've interviewed, and I like to think you have too. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, understand that it's where you are right at the moment that counts, because this is what you work with. This is how you're able to move forward in life if you're fully present with where you are right now. Take it one moment at a time. Take it one day at a time. Because really, that's all you've got to work with. So don't get too stressed about tomorrow. Don't worry about 10 years from now. And don't be too concerned about what's going on in another part of the world, because if you want to be a contributor, take care of where you are right now, and there's a wonderful ripple effect that will bless everyone you come in contact with. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Be with you tomorrow. Open mic. Have a fabulous time wherever you are, doing whatever you're doing. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.